Give protection to all of those men, women that are facing any obstacle. In Jesus' name. I will pour out a blessing upon you that you cannot hardly contain. That promise is in place 24/7. He said, I will give you wisdom and knowledge that will help you to negotiate everything in life if you will look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith. That's 24/7. He's ready. Do you know how worried the devil is? He's already been locked out of everything God intended. He tries to sneak around and tries to molest and tempt us and etc. But I am here to tell you that God has never been terrorized. He is the Prince of Peace and remains so. He is the righteous Savior and remains so. And he's watching over you tonight. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And can you believe that 88 years ago, Brother Craig Adams' mother was born and just walked into the church. We are so excited about that, and Sister Karen, and we're just thrilled about what God's doing. I tell you, I would not want to be out from under the canopy of His kingdom in this generation. So the devil is quaking and God is absolutely delivering and dedicated to giving us the real path to negotiate all that's going on. Praise God. I want us to just meditate for about 1 minute of what you really want from God in this week. Father, now, if you prayed and opted out, I want the will of God, you're going to have it. Because not my will, but thine be done, is the critical issue of every day. Because we don't know what we have need of, but He knows exactly where we are and what bread to feed us and what spirit to use to lift us up. We want to go to the Lord in prayer tonight for these people that are going through difficulties. Sister Renee Flowers, our North Texas District wife, Sister Shirley Henson, Skylar Greer, Sing Hood, Marie Reynolds, Mildred Maxwell, Annette Kirkland, Starla Ledbetter, Ashley Miller, Debbie Smith, Lori Bramlett, Tony Bowden, Tommy Scher, Kim Adams, Brother and Sister Trinata, Lois Weems, Jonathan Crawford, Miller Gambry, Bob Bolton, Billy Bolton, Nelda Doss, Mitzi Davis, Charles and Nell Fleming, Brother and Sister Proctor, Nelson and Missy Miller, Chaplain Steve Gibbs, Brother and Sister Bristow, George and Mildred Pratt. And I want us to pray for every preacher in this community. I mean, within the 50-mile radius, we're being affected by that kind of level of life. So if you would, and if you have a need in your body, please feel free to come to the front, and we will anoint you with oil, pray a prayer of faith, and you can expect that you will receive the healing virtue. Father, we come to You tonight because You know everything. You not only know it, You understand why it's going on. You understand why everyone is going through different difficulties. You are a conqueror. You are a victor. And when we name Your name, it's not with routine. It is with a realization that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that You alone are Lord. And we are believing You for angels to minister to every one of these people we have listed and that we have put names to. I am believing for the wisdom of God for us to have answers ourselves for those that come to us. In the name of Jesus, I praise Your name. I magnify Your name. Why don't we just give Him the kind of praise He deserves? If you feel like talking in tongues right now, it's a good time to pray in the Holy Ghost.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurt, in your sorrow, it's all that I can do.
of the various things that are going on. Brother Tanner Bout has decided he is going to be married. And Kylie is excited about who he is marrying. And we are thrilled that we don't have to worry anymore. The 26th mission pledge is due. The 28th, Ladies United Fellowship. Please sign up in the foyer for this great event. Seniors, it's time for scholarship essays. Turn them in to Sister Lisa Calicote by May the 1st. And if you have children or young people in your repertoire of thinking, make sure that they do this. The instruction letter is in the foyer, and we have been honored for several years to be able to give a scholarship through the family of E.J. and Dorothy Newberry. Their daughter has made sure that some of the funds of their life go to scholarships for the United Pentecostal Church and for young people going to upgrade their education spiritually and physically. So we're really glad about that. April event, the second last day to purchase tickets for the anniversary celebration. It's just almost hard to believe that y'all have literally caused God and us to come together in such a phenomenal way. This city has great respect for this church and its many, many years. And the last 40 years have been wonderful because you have made it so possible. So make sure and get those tickets. Get them while you can. The 8th is a spring fling. Tickets are on sale for that foyer, for the 40th anniversary celebration in the foyer. And if there's someone that you would like to invite, please contact them. Sister Lisa Calicote or Sister Janita Martinez, so we can send them an invitation. Praise God. God bless you.
Praise God. It is so wonderful to be in this group of people who I love so much. I can't ever walk in this building without having a nostalgic feeling and just a deep-rooted sensation of memories and battles won and hugs and all the way back to Sister Nell back there when I used to come over here and visit with her while she cleaned the church, and just a deluge of memories. I'm so connected to you all. It'll always be that way because I have such deep roots here. I was thinking tonight as I was getting ready for church that a while back, a couple of years ago, I was walking in a facility, and there was a lady and a man sitting there having a talk. And I looped them once. I was, for one day in my life, exercising. And I had looped them two or three times. Well, the third time I came around, the lady said, ma'am, step on that bee right there. And there was a bumblebee. And I mean, I don't know why they couldn't take control, except that they were maybe a little inebriated. But she said, step on that bee. And I just kind of ignored her and walked on, because I don't step on bees. I save bees. You know what I'm saying? I love bees. And so I made another loop around and came back by. And she said, "Ma'am, I told you to step on that bee." And I stopped and I said, "Well, ma'am, why?" I said, "I don't like to step on bees. Is there a reason why I need to step on that bee?" And she said, "Yes, I'm allergic to them. And I don't have my EpiPen. And so if you don't step on that bee, then I could die." And I'm like slowly inching to the bee. And I took my little tennis shoe and like crunch. And the bee was just, I don't know if he was just sort of startled or if he was getting a drink or what was happening. But that went against everything in my nature to do that, because I love bees and I believe in what they do, and they're so amazing. And I just was thinking, though, tonight as I was getting ready, sometimes, and not that the bee is the devil, because they're not, but sometimes our flesh doesn't even want to kill the dangerous things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was dangerous for that lady, for that little lady. She could have died if I didn't kill the bee. But even though that was dangerous, it was really hard for my flesh to kill what was dangerous to her. Have you ever had that? Or like, you know, eating 7 Hostess Cupcake cookies is real dangerous for you, but like your flesh just like won't put it away. I mean, I'm being a little facetious. We know we have control, don't we? Right? Y'all have control? I have control. I can put the thing up if I just will. I'm so eager for us to just kill the things, Brother Aaron, that are detrimental to our spiritual well-being. And sometimes we even have to kill things in our lives to help other people to not stumble. And boy, that's a big one, isn't it? Man, who wants to suffer in your flesh just so somebody else, you know, who wants to prefer your brother? That's an old Tommy thought. Man, I love Jesus, don't y'all? I love y'all. I love Jesus. And I am so glad, Sister Vicky, that He has given us power. He has. He's given us power. We just have to use it. You just got to get your tennis shoe on and get over there and stomp it, right? Praise God. This is one of my favorite medleys, okay?
Well, He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Well, He woke me up this morning. He's mine.
just stay right there just one second. I just want to say tonight at our little place that we're staying, we had a little excitement, like 25 police cars outside of our door. And Mimi comes walking up the pathway with Karen, and they're like, y'all get in, lock the door. And I'm like, well, Mimi's, she's making her way up to the house. But Cassie said, we need a man. We need a man over here with us. And I said, let me tell you something. No man can do any more than Mimi can do. Because she has been through the fire, and she has been through the flood, and she has come out victorious over every situation that the enemy has brought into her world. I'm just going to say, she may not can hear everything I'm saying, but Karen, you can tell her later. I'm going to tell you something. That lady right there is a lady of faith, not fear. And Cassidy's running around the house, oh God, oh God, oh God, you know, and Mimi's, hi, how are y'all doing? Aren't those babies adorable? And I'm like, Cassidy, Mimi just said the baby was adorable. She, aren't you thankful for the elders? Let me tell you something. As long as Mimi was at the house, I was fine, because I know that she has socked the devil in the head enough times that he's scared of her. Nothing's happening to me while that woman right there is guarding over us, right? Well, you don't know, like I know what he's done for me. Yes, and you don't know, like I know how he set me free. Come on.
Seated while the ushers are coming, and I'm asking them to stay and play a little music while we sing a song, while the ushers receive our offering. We are so privileged to have children and a son-in-law and people that come through this place that ministers the Word of God in such a special way. Brother Craig Adams is certainly my son-in-law, and beyond that, his studiousness of the things of God, his implementation of the Word of God in his life, and his wife, they work and labor strong and long to help their community, and they are making a major difference. So your dollars and your offering and prayers are very workable in their setting. Father, I thank you tonight for the more sure word of prophecy. Give and it shall be given, pressed down, running over, full of good measure. And I thank you for the wonderfulness of this assembly who has furnished our world people and things that others may never see and sense. I pray that you bless them fourfold and a hundredfold. In the name of Jesus Christ, and after this offertory and song, our evangelist and speaker for the night, Brother Craig Adams, will be coming.
I just want to add that I don't think I sounded quite like what she said. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I did, but it may have not been quite that dramatic, okay? I was more scared than any of them, I will admit that, but yeah, just adding that in there for y'all.
Dream Trap.
You may stand up, continue standing just for a minute. They caught the guy, so feel relieved. One of the other things that I would like to say, this church has fostered so many men and women to our world. Only in eternity will you sense the credibility of buried things, from prison ministry to other things that have been done. The Adams family, and particularly Brother Craig Adams, has been invited to be a district board member in the Arkansas district. He is one of the presbyters of that district now, and God has put his hand on them, and they are just absolutely, God is doing some wonderful things. So I wanted you to know that. So tonight, not only are you hearing some of what this church has furnished, but the anointing and the privileges of graduating through many, many trials to a man who has been absolutely anointed to help lead not only a few people, but district-wise. Brother Adams, we honor your allegiance to the King of Kings.
Thank you. Let's just clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Since the authorities have apprehended that individual, why don't we just decide to take our authority here tonight and apprehend whatever it would be that is in your life, bothering you, pestering you? Just go ahead, and because if you are submitted unto the Lord, the scripture says all you've got to do is resist the devil and he's got to flee from you. So you are a person, you are a people of authority. So go ahead and apprehend the enemy and cast him where he belongs, and that's out of your world and life. And let's give him praise for that authority right now. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you. You can be seated, and I just want to concur with Karanda that I'm honored to be here and a part of this assembly. Always. It's just quite an honor. Thank you. And my goal tonight, not really just my goal, my assignment tonight is to exalt you, to applaud you, because you are worthy. You are worthy of an applause from the heavens, because there's something about knowing who you are. When you feel like you don't have an identity, when you aren't sure who you are, you're lacking some authority. But when you know who you are, it's not that you're perfect, except you are perfect through Christ. And so you can stand before him, perfected by his mercy, his loving kindness, and know that you're a person of authority. And before this evening's over, I feel like we are going to take one more step. You know, that's all we're supposed to do. Every day, if we could just take a step. Sometimes it's a big step you make in life, and sometimes it's what we would call a baby step. Sometimes it might be a shuffle. You ever seen any of those shufflers? Usually they got a reason why they're moved into shufflers. They may be shuffling on a walker. They may be shuffling just to keep their balance. But oh, they're still shuffling. Amen. They're still moving forward. I want to help each of us to, if the most we do is a shuffle, let's get a shuffle on. How about it? Do I have anyone willing to just get the shuffle on? Hey, they're getting the shuffle on in some clubs tonight. They're getting the dance on in some clubs. There's some people running on the sports field. So why don't we just make some movement? The scripture says in Genesis, the first chapter, and I'm just going to read 4 verses out of here. Pull the text from verse number 4, and then I'm going to spread out a little bit. But the scripture says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the earth, upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. I'm preaching to some people that with where you are, at one time you were in darkness, but then came light. And light has separated the darkness. And now God says, you're a peculiar people. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're going to sit as kings and priests with him someday. You are a wonderful child of God. And I believe that as he has looked upon you many, many days past, he is looking upon this Wednesday night and saying, that was a good work I started. Man, that was good. The day I decided to separate their darkness and bring light into their world. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me tonight to somehow get just a little bit of what I feel into our hearts and our minds and our souls. Oh, Jesus, like it would be a thrusting force, a jet-propelled force throwing us into our future. For the future of this church is bright. The future of every individual is bright. The future, Lord, of every child represented here, the children of which we house, how people we work with, God is bright because you've chosen us, because you've given us some light in our dark world, and we thank you for that. And let's thank the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My. Thank you, Lord. David in the Psalms 56 chapter, it's only 9 verses, so if you would allow me to indulge in it, read that complete 9 verses, I think it's worth it to pull something out of here. Because this Psalms here is a prayer that many of us have fit into so many times. And he says, be merciful to me, O God, for a man would swallow me up. You ever felt that way? Fighting daily, he presses me down. That's David. My watchers panted for me daily. For many are they who proudly fight against. Anybody ever feel like that's the enemy? Proudly fighting against me. When I'm afraid, I will trust you, though, Cassidy. I don't know where she was, but I got a feeling she was pretty close. She was pretty close. In God, I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Somebody help me and say amen. I'm not going to fear what flesh can do to me. All day long they pervert my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They hide themselves. They watch my steps as they wait for my soul. Shall they escape my iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, O God. He's feeling it rough. We've all been there. I probably am not speaking to anyone here tonight that have not felt the fiery flames of hell and the torment that life can bring, the pain, the uncertainty that it brings. Verse 8 says, you number my wandering, but oh, put my tears into your bottles. Are they not in your book? When I cry, then my enemies will be turned back. This I know, for God is with me. And God, I will praise His word. And Jehovah, I will praise His word. And God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. Your vows are on me, O God. I will give praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living? I want to preach a little while tonight about all the tears. The tears of joy, the tears of victory. The tears that have come out of the times that you felt like were defeat. But I'm just here to preach to somebody that when God called you out of darkness, it was a good thing. And yes, different ones of us have experienced different tears. But I believe in this age, this year, I believe in this time nearing the coming of the Lord that there's a God of heaven that's about to send some angels to gather up some bottles. I said, I believe a God of heaven. It's in my prayers. God, I'm ready for you to go get some angels and send them to gather up some tears to bring them back before you for a sweet smelling. But can I tell you back, I'm not sure the years, but back around Cunningham in the days when the church was established or began, and it was in schools, it was in barns, it was in brush arbors, there were tears being prayed. But can I tell you, even before those tears began to be prayed, I believe it's like many years ago, I was preaching up in Idabe, Oklahoma, and a senior came to me. And she said, Brother Adams, 30 years before a preacher was sent to this community, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. It was 15 years later I found my way to somebody to baptize me in the wonderful name of Jesus. And she said, I began to pray, God, send someone to preach to me. God, send somebody to help me understand this truth that you've revealed. But even before people like that around Lamar County, Red River, no doubt were praying, God, I've sensed something higher, something bigger. I believe there was somebody else. They may have been in some kind of church, or they may not have been in any church. They may have been just praying to the unknown God because they weren't sure about Jesus. They weren't sure about a God, but they would find themselves going through trouble. They would find themselves going through agony and pain. They'd find themselves just thirsting for more of what they had somehow sensed as they looked at the sun of creation come up in the east and go down in the west, and they begin to pray, God, if you're up there, whatever you are, oh God, and tears began to be shed. But even tears before that, they were going on at Calvary when Jesus said, God, Heavenly Father, forgive them. And those tears were prayed for you and I. I believe that God's getting ready to do a work in all of our lives like we've never seen. The enemy would like to distract you. He would like to belittle you. He would like for you to not realize what you are. But when God separated you from darkness and put light in your world, it was a greater day when He started this world itself. He said, when one child of God sees a little bit of light, all the angels of heaven begin to rejoice. Just a little bit. Oh, I'm here to encourage some people. I know Pastor's been here for 40 years preaching the Word of God, and many of you have been living for the Lord even before that. This place here represents so much to me. I barely have a memory of, I think it was Grove Street. It's just a faint memory, Brother Griffith, over there. But I remember playing on the dirt piles. I started to say back there, but more like right here. Because they were outside that back door, and they were building, Dad and all the men of the church, they were building that original building, and I was out on the dirt pile. We were playing football, right? There were trees all over this place. Anybody remember the trees? Oh, yeah. Between the trees, the parking lot and the church, there's a bunch of oak trees. And my, what a day. Heritage goes deep here. I remember in the process, we had to clear some of that land out there where it's all washing away right now. But we had to clear that, and they built a brush arbor. Was there anybody here for the brush arbor? Yeah, there's some of you here. And we had church out there in the sawdust under the limbs and the trees. Hey, I remember when that right through there was where Sister Billy tore up Jake. It wasn't just children's church. That's where the Holy Ghost moved. Amen. I remember down the youth room at the end where on Sunday morning, the Spirit of the Lord fell, and young people received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hey, man, there's a lot of tears being shed, but it wasn't all just buildings. And then Pastor came in, and this was the family center, the gym, and now we're worshiping the Lord in it, and more building over. God's done a lot of great things. The building is wonderful, and the progress on the loop has been, and the sign out there. My, I heard about it, but when I drove up and saw it, how beautiful it. But all of that, you know, it didn't happen without a whole lot of tears. Some of you've cried them recently. It may be because of a child. It may be because of health. During time, things have happened. Tears have been shed. Oh, yes, we've got a great Ephesus. It's a wonderful place. But oh, the throne of heaven. When God looks down, Brother Jimmy, and he sees all the souls represented here. Those souls that have gone out and they're scattered around. The souls that are still in the area. Some have come and they've been around. They've been faithful and now some of them are gone. But there's tears being brought. Can I tell you, there is a harvest of souls that is tremendous and it's happening. And God sent me tonight to help you and to encourage you and tell you it's all wonderful and great, all of this. But let me, every tear, some of you've struggled because some of the tears, you're like David. You know, man, the enemy's been coming against me and it seems like they've got the upper hand. This preacher's come to tell you tonight, the enemy hasn't had the upper hand. Not on one sickness, not on one accident, not on one difficulty, not on one job failure, not on one thing that the it seems like the children or the family, it just not on one thing in your life that has caused you to shed tears, that God has not only embraced your pain and your sorrow, but he's caught your tears up and he heard the prayer when they were prayed, but not only did he hear them, Brother Jeff, not only did he taste of the sweat and the salt of the drop of that tear that fell on the altar running down your face, not only that, he said, I'm going to save that because I'm not going to forget that prayer. I'm not going to forget that pain. I'm not going to forget that sorrow. I'm not going to forget that they prayed and they sought the Lord because there had to be something else you wanted to speak to me. And God spoke to you at that time. And the tears that those birthing tears to a new dream, those birthing tears to a way of escape of that temptation, that birthing tear that gave you the power and the strength to make it through that difficult time in the marriage. that difficult time on the job or the child or the financial thing. Oh, somebody receive the strength of the Lord. The enemy would like to beat you. The enemy would like for you to think because of the struggles, the difficulties, something must not be right. But God sent me to tell you everything is right. He knows the end from the beginning. He's populating heaven with people like you and I and our loved ones that have already gone. He knows what each one of us need anchored down to keep us on the right track. He loves you, and you love Him. And from the very first moment, that you let light come into your dark world, He threw a party in heaven. And it wasn't a small thing. It was a big thing. Scriptures, all the angels rejoice. I don't know, but that kind of makes me think the ones that might be in heaven worshiping and the ones in earth doing His job. It just makes me think that every time it happens, you know what? That must mean the angels of heaven are on constant rejoice mode. But like God, obviously they can do both and stay focused and get done what He needs. But I guess when you're in rejoice mode, hell just better watch out for you. Hey, oh, what a deal it is. There's been so many things going on. There's the heritage. It's so great. The bus trips. The memories, the victories, building camaraderie, unity of the body of Christ. It takes a miracle for 20, 40 people to get on a bus for 4 or 5 days and stay, come back and still be in the church. There's like two gears running together in that transmission to getting you where you want to go. My God's good. Y'all been through so many building projects. It's crazy. And the body's still unified. You've had some weird cats come in here. I mean, y'all let me come. And y'all kept loving us. Y'all helped God do something with us. Amen. Wow. And today, can I just tell you, your sons and your daughters, your brothers, your sisters, people that you could not even imagine. They're like that little lady in Idabel. They're calling for something that they just feel a hope for, but they really don't have a grasp upon what it is. But light is colliding with their darkness. And God is working. You're wonderful people. You're wonderful. You've sacrificed in your finances. You've sacrificed in your time. You fasted and you have prayed. and you have worked endless hours. Getting children to church, preparation for special events, feeding the widows, the homeless. When people are sick, caring for them. Got knocked down, stomped. Bloody noses. And if it was physically, you'd look like some of those, what do they call them? Those wrestler boxers that get in that ring and fight. Somebody help me. I can't. Huh? Yeah, I believe that's it. I've got a friend of mine, and he was in that before he got in the church, and one of his ears was like somebody just stomped it and walled. It looks like they just took it, and they just did that until it's just all flat and maimed on the side of his head. But he saw the light. He's preaching the gospel. Some of us spiritually, that's about the way we look at times. But oh, you've overcome. And as I close, I'm just honored tonight that God would give me the opportunity to just tell you that every tear as I close that you have prayed, every tear that you have wept in sorrow, you couldn't even say the prayer. Some of you have prayed prayers for situations that you could not even put in words. But you were broken. And night after night, day after day, tears pouring out of your brokenness. Words that could not be put into. Thought you weren't even praying. But God, as the children of Israel, He said, I hear the afflictions of my people. They were in Egypt. They were bound. They were still His children, but they were going through some stuff. And can I tell you, every tear that you cried in brokenness and disappointment or in joy, every one of them have been stored up. And my prayer as I come to a close tonight is, God, would you dispatch an angel to that room or that shelf, whatever it is, that you store the tears? That symbolically, but all those tears. And would you bring them back before you? And would you let it come a sweet smelling odor? Revelations 5 and 8, when he had taken the book of the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. God, if that scripture represent a time that would be different from now, would you just hear the church today? And say, God, if you've given a man 15 extra years, if you've stopped the sun for a setting, would you do this out of season? If it is out of season, would you do it out of season? And would you just go down and get all of the tears I've ever prayed and let them come up before you as a sweet-smelling odor? And then position yourself for some prayers to be answered. Can we stand? Would you position yourself for some prayer? God's telling you. God's telling me to tell you. There's some prayers that are ready to be answered. And He loves you. He cares for you above measure and above. And when your life collided with Him, light took over and darkness lost its authority and its power over you. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him and let's sing.
My God is real.
don't know how you fell when Jesus washed your sins away. But since that day,
for the victory. Hallelujah. God's been good to us. He's been good to us. And He has not quit. The things you've been asking and praying and seeking for, it's still in the making. It's in the process. Every prayer that you prayed. God bless you.